Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. All right, on today's show, we're going back to the books. We are getting back into the numbers. We are getting back into the details because it has become very clear to me, and my dog's barking in the background, by the way, that you have a hunger. You have a hunger for information. As a matter of fact, you have a hunger for information that will help you get out of the rat race and get you to a place in the future that you'll call retirement. Now, society tells you that that roadmap looks like this. Go to school, get good grades, get into the workforce, get a good job, you know, get some pay, get some allowances, maybe get a retirement package, whatever society, you know, kind of puts together for you. And you think, man, I finally made it, right? I'm finally there. And then you wind up working the next 40 to 45 years of your life focused on somebody else's goals and objectives. And I think that in my world, and the world of all the people I like to hang out with at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's just a bad approach. It's a real bad approach. Because over time, you start to wonder if you've made a right decision. You start to wonder if you're going in the right direction. You start to wonder if you had made a different decision 5 years ago, what would that result maybe be today if you'd made that different decision? Well, I'm here to tell you, you can make the decision right here today to change the path that you're on. Yeah, you can just decide, that's it, man, I'm done. I'm not doing that anymore. Now, I'm not saying go out and quit your job. No. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying put yourself in financial destitute because you've made this decision. What I'm telling you is that decision is going to change your attitude. It's going to change your outlook. And if you start thinking, I mean, if you truly start thinking and believing that you can retire yourself in the next 5 years, you could actually make it happen. You actually could. And we have a roadmap at Lifestyles Unlimited that will help you achieve that. We've been doing this for over 30 years. Over 30 years, teaching people like you and me included how to correctly invest in real estate assets so that you build up a portfolio that not only goes up in value over time, but also produces income streams for you. Something probably a lot different than what you're doing right now. And it's those income streams that set real estate apart from all those other different types of investments that you might be making right now as you focus on whatever you think retirement's going to be. Now, this income stream thing, it doesn't work everywhere. It doesn't. I'll be very clear with you. It doesn't work everywhere. And the reason for that is you've got different parts of the country where real estate is valued differently. Okay, as an example, let's say in Dallas, Texas, there's a home available that's, I don't know, I'm going to make some stuff up. Just go with the flow with me. 1,700 square foot home in Dallas, Texas. All cleaned up, all nice. Worth $200,000 in the marketplace in Dallas. Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage. Now, if you took that exact same home, and let's say you put it in Los Angeles, California. That exact same home, on probably the exact same lot, actually probably a smaller lot to be honest with you, but they might be the same lot, in a comparable neighborhood in Los Angeles, is probably worth $600,000. Now, I don't know that to be an absolute true number, but I do know this. The price of assets varies from state to state. Yeah, I mean, you could do a whole PhD dissertation on why that is. We're not going there. Just know that the markets are different. Also know this. If you choose to buy in one of these markets where real estate tends to be a lot higher in price than the rental income streams that you can command by renting that property out, just know you're probably not going to have any cash flow. And in order to get cash flow, you're going to have to put a lot of money into that property. I'm talking about, in many instances, going in and paying all cash, or pretty darn close to all cash, in order to generate cash flows. Now, if you look at that property in Dallas, Texas, at $200,000, your cost to acquire a property like that is much less, even if you paid all cash. And whereas the rental prices are probably similar, okay, it's probably a little more expensive to rent in Los Angeles. I will give you that. But I don't think it's three times as expensive to rent in Los Angeles like it's three times as expensive to buy in Los Angeles. You making that correlation there? Yeah. So what we choose to do is we choose to invest our hard-earned money into assets that are capable of producing income streams. And along with that, we're not interested in taking all of our cash and dropping it into one asset. We would rather buy multiple assets with our available cash, because those multiple assets will provide additional streams of income. They will also allow for the increase in valuation of those properties depending on how we purchase those properties. And it's by following that methodology that we are able to get to a point in 5 years of retirement. Pretty cool stuff, huh? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We come back from the break. I selected three different properties. We're going to analyze all three properties. They all have different components to them. When we come back from the break, I'll fill you in.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the math, and I promise you it's not going to be the math that you dealt with in college. We're not going to talk about any theory. We're not going to talk about, you know, the limit of X approaching infinity and that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, I just did a little reference there to calculus. So, you know, if your head didn't hurt already today, I probably just hurt it. But that's as close as we're going to get, really, to trying to hurt your head. Because what I want you to understand is I want you to understand that wherever you decide to put your money, that money will generate rates of return on your behalf, or not at all. Yeah, you heard me correctly, or not at all. There are investments out there that you can put your money into that just don't do anything. They just kind of go sideways. There are a lot of stocks out there that kind of do that. They've just been kind of valued at the same price for years and years and years. They kind of go up a little bit, they go down a little bit, but they don't really fluctuate. So if you buy 100 shares at $40 a pop and you hold it for a year, and a year later you're thinking, okay, well, now I'm going to sell this stock because I'm going to be subject to only long-term capital gains rates, not short-term capital gains rates. So it's more of an incentive. And then you go look at that price of the stock and you realize that it hasn't really moved in the last year. It's still at $40. So you really haven't made any money. Yeah. You can do that in real estate too. Yeah. You can park your money into, let's say, a parcel of land, just a piece of vacant land. You know, vacant land's got to be easy, right? Because you don't have to insure it, because if it burns, so what, right? It's vacant land, right? Here's the other thing. You don't have to worry about residents. So all those fears that you have about toilets, taxes, residents, whatever you're afraid of with regards to investing in real estate, you probably don't have to deal with it when it comes to land, because land just sits there. Now, you can't depreciate it, but you can own it. And here's the problem with land. Land, in many instances, is a speculative investment. Meaning, you look at a piece of property and you go, oh, that's pretty. I could buy that. I could spend like $26,000 on that beautiful little piece of property there, and I will hold that, and that will be in my portfolio. And then when I retire in 30 years, I will build my little dream house on that, because I know that's exactly where I want to be in 30 years. And I will tell you this, you have absolutely no idea where you want to be in 30 years. You really don't. And my experience has been, and I'm one of these guys, my experience has been that when you buy a piece of land because you have the idea that you're going to build on it one day, the odds of that coming to fruition are a lot smaller than you think. Now, I don't have any actual statistics for you, but I know this. People tend to dispose of vacant pieces of land before they actually do anything to improve them. And here's the thing. Maybe you've owned a piece of land, and that land has just been sitting there. It's maybe gone up a little bit in value, but you have to take into consideration you're also paying taxes on that land. There are still taxes due. And since that land is not producing any income stream for you, you're paying out of your pocket every month, in essence. Okay, not every month, but you know what I mean. You're getting a tax bill. You're getting an annual tax bill that you have to pay. So that's additional revenue going out of your pocket into the ownership of that land, and that land isn't doing anything for you. It's just sitting there. I actually bought a piece of land that I thought I was going to build on one day. I no longer own that piece of land. And the reason is, when I finally got around to learning how to invest correctly in real estate, I realized that that was a terrible investment. It was a terrible investment. Yeah, because, I mean, I would have been better off just sticking money into a savings account, to be honest with you. Because at least I wouldn't have had to pay hardly any taxes, because a savings account really doesn't pay me anything in interest. So we're going to talk about are three different properties that I have reviewed this week. These are three properties that have come to me from realtors that I have relationships with that said, hey, here's a deal, maybe you ought to check it out. So I took a look at them, I checked them out, and you know what? They're three healthy deals. And you can get into all three of these deals technically for about the same amount of money. And the same amount of money that I'm kind of looking at here is in the neighborhood of, oh, I don't know, $26,000, $27,000, let's just call it $28,000. Let's just say, in order for you to do any of these deals, you're going to need cash out of pocket about $28,000. Now, the reason I put that number in your mind is because I want you to understand that if you're going to invest into real estate, you need to have some skin in the game. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we do not talk about no money down solutions to buying property for investment. And the reason we don't talk about no money down approaches to buying real estate, especially for investment real estate, is because it tends to cause you to over leverage your property or to give up some sort of concession in order for you to get that no money down into the property. So we don't teach you how to go out and do no money down stuff. However, there is a caveat to that analysis. We do have Lifestyles Unlimited members that do from time to time achieve deals with no cash out of pocket. In other words, no money out of pocket. But they didn't start out trying to do that. It's just that when they analyzed the deal, they were able to figure out that based on what they could acquire the property for at a wholesale price, what the costs were to build that property up over time, and then to dispose of that property in the future, they actually had no money out of their own pocket to get into that deal because that deal was self-supporting. In other words, that ARV was high enough that it was able to cover all of the costs of acquisition and repairs, as well as any closing costs. Now, those are a rarity, but they do periodically show up from time to time. I know members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have done these types of deals. So they're not out of the question. You just need to be prepared to spend a little money. And we believe that having skin in the game is important. Because if you've got nothing to risk, if you've got nothing to lose, are you really focused on it? Are you really in it to win it? Or are you just kind of like showing up? Yeah. See, when it comes to real estate investing, I'm in it to win it. I am in it to win it. If you're in it to win it, you need to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited so we can get you on board and get you all trained up so we can turn you loose on the world so that you can get to retirement in the next 5 years. It is absolutely possible. And you probably have the liquidity available to you. You just don't know it yet. You just don't know where all your money's at. And you know what? Maybe you ought to sit down, take a pen and pencil out, and figure out what all your assets are, and then figure out what are those assets doing in response to providing you passive income. And you're going to be very quickly amazed that probably the majority of the things that you're quote-unquote investing in are not producing passive income. We come back from the break, I'm going to hit those three properties. Stick around.
Dale Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let's jump into these three properties. Now, here's the baseline. This is the baseline. All three of these properties, well, technically two of them, can be purchased for cash out of pocket of around $28,000 or less. That's right, $28,000 or less. And you're thinking, man, that's a big chunk of money, Al. What do I get for my money? All right, let's get into the numbers. So the first deal that we have, this is a property that was built in 1975. It's got some issues, and it has, now if you're taking notes, go ahead and take notes on property number one. It has an ARV, or after repair value, of $130,000, meaning properties in that particular neighborhood are trading, when all fixed up, when in good shape, $130,000. This property, though, it's got issues, and you can buy it on the market for $70,000. That's what the seller is willing to let it go for. going to take some rehab time. That's right. There's some significant things wrong with this thing. And when the dust all settles, you're dropping about $50,000 to $51,000 into rehab costs, closing costs, holding costs, things that are necessary to bring back the glory days of this property. But when the dust all settles, this property can be acquired for less than $27,000 cash out of pocket. Cash flow. Let's talk about cash flow on this property. Cash flow works out to be based on what fair market rents are for that particular neighborhood and the costs associated with correctly operating the property. Cash flow is estimated to be right at around $500 per month. It's actually $503 by my estimation. So what that means is that you would put about $27,000 of your money into this deal, and annually, this property would produce about $6,000 worth of cash flow. So from a cash-on-cash perspective, you're making 22.5% on your money. So that's a 22.5% return on investment just on the cash. I haven't even got into the equity streams. So keep that in mind. That asset can produce 22.5% in income. All right, second property. Oh, by the way, all of these properties that I'm talking about today are in the general Houston market. Now, they're in different neighborhoods in Houston, but all of these properties are in Houston. So it gives you an idea of the different types of assets that are available to you in the current marketplace. I mean, this is real-time data I'm working with here. I didn't go back to like last summer and dig up something that somebody sent me. This is all real-time stuff. And I want you to understand that the decision you make on your investment will have effects down the road. And we'll get to that. But let's talk about property number two. Now, property number two, it's not as old as property number one. We'll call that the 1975 property. How's that? Okay. So the 1975 property. Oh, you know what? I actually have a little more information for you on that 1975 property because I think you just need to have a little extra stuff for you to, you know, work with. So here's the extra information. That particular property that we just talked about, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car garage, a little over 1,200 square feet. Okay, so built in 75. So those are the parameters. Second property, built in 1980, a little bit bigger. This thing is almost 1,800 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but this one has a 2-car garage, so you get an extra garage space added onto the house. By the way, garage square footage is not included in the living square footage of the house. Just in case you didn't know that, that's just the way it is. This particular property has an ARV, or an after repair value, in other words, when it's all fixed up, $225,000. That means like-kind properties are currently trading in the Houston market for $225,000. You can buy this thing for $138,000. Yeah, $138,000, because like the first one, it has issues with the rehab, with the closing and holding costs to do all the things that you need to do to resurrect this property from the grave, as I shall say. You're going to be in at just shy of $28,000. So a little bit more money to go into this deal than the last one. But here's the thing. If you're doing the math, if you're following along at home, the difference between the first deal and the second deal so far is this. The first deal was going to capture about $9,200 in equity. In other words, once you did the acquisition and you did the renovations, you would capture an additional equity in the property based on what you actually put into the property. It gets a little complicated, I know, of about $9,200. Now, the second deal, this bigger property, the way this thing is positioned, based on the repairs, based on the closing and holding costs of about, this one's about $53,000. Okay, so it's a little bit more, a couple thousand more than the first one. But here's the interesting thing about this second deal. You will capture $34,200 in equity. Let me say that again. $34,200 in equity, because you're all in calculations don't get close to the ARV price for this particular property. Now, cash flow wise, let's talk about the cash flow. On this particular property, based on the rents that property can produce in today's marketplace, you're looking at cash flow of about $446 per month. So your annual cash flow, not quite as good as the first deal at $6,000. This one is closer to about $5,350, but a lot bigger equity capture. So you got to keep that in the back of your mind. So property number two is only producing 19.35% cash on cash returns. Still nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's still really good. A little less cash flow, but I think the trade-off here, getting a little more equity capture in the deal, because between these two assets, this second one, this one that was built in 1980, this one allows you to capture more equity. So when you start comparing apples to apples, and you start looking at, all right, I'm taking $27,000, $28,000 of my hard-earned money, and I am putting it to work buying an asset that is distressed. So I'm buying it for wholesale, and then I am renovating that property. I'm bringing back the luster of that property. I'm making that property really look like it did, or at least pretty close to it, when it was originally built. Cash flow, the first property wins by a little bit. Equity capture, the second property wins by a lot bit, by about $24,000 more. Okay, so keep that in mind, because there's actually a third property that I want to talk to you about. And this is a property that a lot of you think is the way to go. A lot of you think that this particular type of asset is the asset that makes the most sense for you. This is an asset that was built this year. That's right, 2021. There is new construction in Houston. And this particular property, because it's a special deal that the agent has with the builder, what they're doing is they're making this property available to Lifestyles Unlimited members for $5,000 below the ARV. Now, the ARV on this property is $145,000, but they'll allow you to buy it, because we have a special relationship, for $140,000. So you're saving $5,000. So maybe this is the better deal, right? When we come back from the break, we'll explore the new construction. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about three different properties that you can get into for the same amount of cash out of pocket. Now, the other similarities about these properties is that they are cash flowing pretty close. Yeah, depending on where these properties are located, depending on what the rents are you can command for those properties, depending on what leverage you have on those properties, the cash flows are coming out pretty darn close. So let me get into this new property, this brand new build, because some of you think brand new, man, that is the way to go, because that builder, and they did, everything is new. Everything is brand new. What could possibly go wrong? And that's the reason why there is something called a builder's warranty that is given to most new home purchasers, because just because it's new doesn't mean that it was put together correctly. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the systems that were put into that property, although brand new, function correctly. Yeah, believe it or not, new stuff breaks down. It does. It breaks down. Now, normally it doesn't break down right away. Usually it has a pretty decent lifespan on it. But new stuff does break. It does break. So just because it's new, just because the whole neighborhood is all shiny and new, doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best place for you to invest your money. And let's get into why. So this particular property, this new build, now it's smaller than the other two. It's about 1,065 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car garage property, like the first one that I told you about. So all of these properties are all 3-bedroom, 2-bath. The difference between the properties is really whether or not they have one or two garages and the overall square footage. The second property, the one was built in 1980, that's the one that's a little bit bigger, almost 1,800 square feet. And that's the one you got a lot of equity you can capture in. We'll get back to that in a minute. But let's talk about this new build. Now, because it's new build, you're going to pay full retail pricing. Those other two properties, because they were distressed properties, you were able to buy them at wholesale prices. And even while fixing them up, your total all-in cost did not take you to retail pricing. It kept you at wholesale pricing. See, I told you we would get to talking about that part. This particular property, it was a deal that was made available for Lifestyles Unlimited members. One of our agents brought it to us and said, if you guys are interested, this is a property that you could buy. So, of course, I took a look at it. And it's not one that I'm going to buy, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Because even though you can buy this property for $28,000 in down payment, $28,000, like you can the other two. Actually, the other two, it's $28,000 cash out of pocket. Okay, what's the difference? Okay, so when I'm talking about a property that's cash out of pocket, I'm taking into account down payment. I'm talking about closing costs. I'm talking about holding costs. I'm talking about all the expenses of getting that property from acquisition to final long-term financing. That's your total out of pocket. That's everything you dropped on the table. Now, if you're going to go buy something full retail price, and this one's not full retail price. I mean, they're actually giving us a little bit of a break. They're allowing us to buy it for $5,000 less than full retail. So, okay, maybe there's a little bit of equity capture in there. But here's the problem. You're going to put $28,000 down. That's the 20% the lender requires you to have for the 80% that they're going to contribute to the property. All the closing and holding costs, those are on you. And I used a conservative number. I said about 6%. And, you know, that allows you to buy down the interest rates and things like that to get that note where you want it to be. So your actual out-of-pocket expense, cash out of pocket on this deal, actually jumps to about $36,500. Yeah, because you have to separate the down payment from all the other closing and holding costs, because we're buying a different way. We're buying retail now. So lender guidelines stipulate what we can and cannot do. And we've got a price to work with here too. So on this particular deal, you're into the deal for really $36,500, not really $28,000, because you have to add those costs on. So before I go on and talk to you about the equities that these properties can produce, because that might be a deal changer for us, right? I want you to understand the percentage of the overall after repair value price that you physically put into these deals if you were to buy all three of these deals. So let's go back to the first one, that little what was that? I think that was like 1,200 square feet. Yeah, 1,217 square feet. Okay. Your cash out of pocket to buy that deal, once you take into consideration all the costs of doing the deal, comes out to be right just slightly above 20%. Slightly above 20%. Because you're not capturing a lot of equity. You're capturing about $92.75 in equity, but there's not a whole lot of difference between your all-in costs versus at the wholesale level versus the after repair value at the retail value. Okay? So you're going to be putting about 20.6% into the deal. In other words, 20.6% of that $130,000 after repair value. Let's go to property number two. Now, this is the one that has the after repair value. It's a lot higher. It's $225,000. And based on the fact you're actually going to put a little more money out of pocket into this particular deal than the one I just talked about, it's actually about close to $1,000 more, and you're actually going to get less cash flow, you're going to capture $34,200 in equity, which makes your actual cash out of pocket contribution to this deal, now you're only at 12.3%. 12.3%. And the reason for that has to do with the additional equities that you're capturing in this property. So you're not getting closer to retail price as you're acquiring and rehabbing. You're keeping a cushion in there, and this is a pretty decent cushion. Now let's get to that new product, because you're wanting to know, okay, what is my actual cash outlay? All right, it works out to be just barely above 26%. So your cash is 26% of the after repair value of that deal. So something to think about, right? Are you starting to draw a correlation here that your cash out of pocket percentage as an overall cost of the after repair value of the property, the lower it goes, there tends to be an opportunity to capture equity. And capturing equity is very, very important. It's very important because that equity that you capture, not only does it give you a jump start on the growth of the valuation of the property because you're actually in below what it's worth, it gives you a buffer so that if something happens in your life that is a dire emergency and you need available money fast, and you actually have to dispose of one of your assets to get that money so that you can go deal with that life emergency, there's equity in the deal so that if you had to sell the deal, pretty good odds that when you walked away from the deal, you still got all your money out. So you didn't lose money doing that deal, so that you still have all of your money to do with it what you were going to do. Let's talk about holding these properties for 5 years, because I use 5 years as my guideline. On the new property, now let's be real clear here. The cash flows are all pretty similar. They're all ranging from like $26,000 for the new home to almost $27,000 for the bigger home to over $30,000, just a little over $30,000 for the oldest of the three properties. So, I mean, there's not a lot there to wiggle with. But where things really start to make a dramatic impact is on the equities. And when you factor future values, and you factor future values based on a percentage, those of you that know math understand that if you're dealing with a bigger number to begin with, chances are you're going to end up with a bigger number on the back end. Okay, so what does that really mean, Al? Okay, that means when you take into consideration the cash flows that all of these properties produce, which is very similar, and you take into consideration all the equities that this property will produce for you over time, it's a very staggering return. In other words, the new home construction, well, that guy is going to produce about almost 140% return in total investment over 5 years. The older house, well, it's doing a lot better. It's going to return about 215% over the time of your five-year investment. But man, I'll tell you, that one where we're grabbing all that equity that's bigger, we're commanding more property, that thing has potential to return 337%. Equity is very, very important. And if you want to find out how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for-
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.